Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Ireland welcomes the delegation of Samoa and thanks it for its presentation. We commend positive developments since the first UPR cycle, including ratification of human rights treaties and issuance of a standing invitation to the special procedures of the Human Rights Council. We further welcome the strengthening of the Office of Ombudsman with the intention of creation of a national human rights institution. We trust its institutional developments will contribute to ever improving the protection of human rights in Samoa. We appreciate the challenges, including the lack of resources faced by Samoa in progressing further on human rights. We additionally recognize the challenge faced in addressing the effects of climate change. Ireland recommends that Samoa ratify the remaining core human rights treaties, in particular the ICESCR, the Convention Against Torture, the Convention on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, as well as the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. While we recognize positive steps taken, including the school fees grant scheme and establishment of a working group on child labor, we urge additional attention to children's rights. We regret the dropout rates between primary and secondary level education, particularly for girls, as noted by CEDAW, and echo the concerns of the ILO at the persistence of child labor, including child street vendors. We recommend that Samoa amend its laws to prohibit corporal punishment of children in all settings and circumstances and take further steps to eradicate child labor and guarantee the right to education of all children. Finally, we are concerned that same-sex relations between consenting adults remain criminalized and at the persistence of discrimination and stigmatization. We strongly urge Samoa to decriminalize consensual same-sex relations and to adopt initiatives to increase public awareness, understanding, and acceptance of LGBTI persons.